Your generation, doesn't matter what age you are, you can always chime in at 222-2899. We need advice, opinions, and even wisdom.
A friend of mine, his kid didn't make the sports team.
Okay.
But I thought it was odd how the coach notified the kids who didn't make the team.
How did?
He sent an email. And I was like, oh, is that... Is that odd? Is that how they do it nowadays? 222-2899. But my husband was very upset. He goes, why? That's a cop-out. That's a coach cop-out. It's such a valuable lesson to sit, you know, face-to-face and know that you didn't get the... And he compared it to your first job. Would you want your boss to tell you, hey, listen, you're either you no longer work here via email or you didn't get the job via email? And I was kind of like, yeah, I think I kind of want to be told via email, but I don't know.
I you know, my age, you know, 50-something, I need a face-to-face. I need you to tell me, and you need to tell me why, because I deserve that. I mean, you could tell me in an email and tell me why, but then I never get, it's one way. There's no interaction. It's a pride thing, too. It's like, it's, I kind of feel it's kind of like, nobody's feelings get hurt if it comes via an email. The boss doesn't have to feel bad about hitting send. And the employee doesn't have to feel bad about being, quote, embarrassed.
So you would be upset then if your kid got cut from a team via email.
If it
You'd be upset with the coach.
Yes. If it were that, yeah. Because I want that like your husband would say. And maybe you could, maybe you'd differ with me at 222-2899. What's your generation? How would you take this? I agree with your husband. Especially for kids, because being in sports isn't, the bigger picture of being in sports is the learning part. Not learning how to ice skate or learning how to kick a ball, but it's learning how to cooperate as a team, how to take the wins fantastically, and how to take the losing, and how, what you
There's
get out of the loss.
Lessons.
There's a lot of lessons, and I think that's one of them. I think that's one of them. So I would say...
Oh, but it's so humiliating and embarrassing and devastating for the kid. Mm-hmm. Awkward to have somebody look you in the eye and say you're not good enough.
Oh, poor baby got a feelings hurt. Fuck it up, buddy. It's what life's going to be like. At least experience it from a coach. Maybe in 10 years when the kid's got a job, you get emailed, you get a notice on your Apple Watch that you've been fired. It might be like that in the future.
Yeah, I kind of like that way. I'm fine with it. I mean, I would be a little bitter in the moment, but you know what? All in all, why? Because I'm a very emotional person. So when you say, and only very, very emotional when I'm not valued, you don't value or somebody doesn't value the hard work. I will start to, I don't know what it is. I just can't control my emotions. So if I feel insignificant in your eyes, even working so hard, and I can't, you know, convince you of my value, I would be devastated. I would be crying in the office if somebody lets me go face to face or says I don't get the job. And I don't want, that's embarrassing. I don't need any of that.
Okay.
Just send me an email, and then I'll deal with it on my own, by myself, and badmouth you to everybody.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly. Hi, Buzz. How are you? Thanks for calling.
Hey.
What's your generation? Yes. Give me your age group. Okay.
I would definitely want to get an email stating I didn't get the job because, I don't know, then you're waiting around. Okay. And then the football thing, society has come to this to where, oh, poor Johnny had his name on the wall or didn't have his name on the wall. So that's why they email them personally. So it's not a public embarrassment.
Oh, wow.
Now, you say it with that tone of voice. I was that kid that was always, my name was never on the list. You know how it was like one sheet was those who didn't make the team, and the other sheet was the people. Well, I was always on the sheet that didn't make the team, and that was embarrassing.
See, that's why.
It's because of me. But would you want face-to-face? Would you want, if you had a kid and they didn't make the team, would you want the coach to sit them down face-to-face and tell them, or would you want that email?
I personally would like them to sit down face-to-face, but the younger generation wants that email so the child is not embarrassed.
Thanks so much for the call. We appreciate it.
Have a good one.
You too. All right, what's your generation at 222 Buzz? Hi to Buzz. What's yours?
I am 44.
All right.
I know you kind of agree with me on the fact that, you know, it should be a face-to-face thing just for the learning aspect. That's how I feel too, San, right? But you've got another point.
How about the feedback for the kid, the opportunity to, or the candidate for that matter, you know, say if you would sell better or if you could actually catch a fly ball. Form ladders aren't going to give you that.
Yeah, like my husband said, the moment that he was cut from his hockey team as a kid, he goes, that is a moment that I will never, ever forget. I bawled my eyes out, and it still affects me. And I'm like, well, see, you could have eliminated that embarrassing moment, and if you just got an email from the coach. And he's like, no, because it taught me a valuable lesson of blah, 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 whatever.
Well, how about I worked my tail off that next offseason, and I became captain of the team 2 years later?
Yeah, see? Right, exactly.
I think there's both sides of this. I understand that these interactions can be unproductive and humiliating, but they can also, if done right, can be foundational.
Yes, that's true.
Kids, and it's
that's
awesome.
True.
Yeah, very good.
I'm just
thing.
Mama Bear. I want to protect my babies from that.
And we love you for it.
Thanks so much for being on Generations, man.
Absolutely.
All right, take it easy.
It was such a crazy moment when, you know, when your kids go out for the sports team at school. Well, the first exposure that I had to this was when my daughter tried out for the soccer team.
Okay.
And at Hilton, there are so many girls trying out for this team. Like, without a doubt, you have to cut players because there was that much interest.
Okay.
It was heartbreaking to stand there as a parent, you know, at the end of tryouts, whatever it is, to pick up your kid. And you watch these kids one-on-one with the coach, and then they walk away.
Mm-hmm.
The look on their faces when they're trying to hold back the tears. I had butterflies in my stomach for each and every one of these students. I was like, there's got to be an easier way to do this.
Wow, real world stuff. That sucks.
It was heartbreaking.
Oh, I know. Poor babies. Hi, the Buzz.
Oh, you dads are so cold.
Good morning, the Buzz. What's your generation?
It's Bruce. I was graduated in 1985.
All right. So where do you stand on this?
We tried out for sports. I played 2 sports out of 3 seasons. We would try out with all of our friends and buddies. And when it was time to find out, you went through the list on the bulletin board, and your name was either on it and you made the team, or it wasn't on it. We got no communication. Maybe you got the gym teacher or the coach saying, hey, too bad you didn't make it. Give it another try. It wasn't the big production. Sure, we were sad. Some cried. But we moved on. That's what happened when we did it.
So it didn't matter if there was no vocal eye-to-eye, one-to-one communication from the coach that you didn't make the team.
Not scheduled. You know, you might have had that coach for gym later in the day, and he'd, you know, yell at you by your last name and say, hey, give it another try. You know, you can do it next time. Or, hey, you want to try something else? You know, we got tryouts for this. You know, it wasn't. You found something you were good at. I think I almost think the parents want it more than the kids.
Mm-hmm. That's a good point.
But there's no doubt in my mind. My daughter is 21. She didn't try out for sports, but she tried out for musicals and other things.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, you know, you got posted to a list. And if you didn't make it, you know, that is a learning process. Now the next learning process was at home. How did the parents talk to their kids about it? Well, let's try something new, Jimmy. Let's go out for the musical instead. You know, let's find something you're good at.
Right.
You know, not everybody gets the trophy.
Good angle. Thanks for the call. Anytime, man. We're doing it every day here on 99 to Buzz and Spisano and Sandy.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.